The following program was previously recorded.
Welcome to another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Starting June 5th, big happenings at the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts. And here to tell us about it, the Chief Curator and Director of Programs, Rachel Adams. Rachel, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
The Summer 2021 Exhibition Opening Reception is happening, and how excited are you to get a little closer to what we used to do pre-pandemic over at the Bemis Center?
I'm 200% excited about it.
What can we look forward to here? What's happening?
We have two exhibitions opening on June 5th. We have Altogether Amongst Many Reflections on Empathy, which is a 20-person group exhibition. And we also have a project by Lincoln-based artist Charlie Friedman called Soundtracks for the Present Future, which is in our back gallery. And on June 5th, we are going to have a reception from 2 to 5. We'll have performances at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock outside on our front dock, so you hopefully can enjoy some nice weather and hear some performances, and then the exhibitions will be open for everyone to come in and enjoy. And there'll be some libations, and it'll be a great afternoon.
Oh, that's fantastic. As far as the libations and the serving of those and that kind of thing, are there any protocols or anything that'll still be in effect?
We're just asking everyone to be mindful. Since we're going to be outside for the performances and the drinks and everything, people can kind of keep their distance. And then inside, we're just doing masks still required.
This all kicks off at 2 o'clock on June 5th and at 2 to 5 p.m. So there's many things happening here. Can you give us a brief overview, starting with Altogether Amongst Many Reflections on Empathy? What can we expect to see or experience?
This is a big group exhibition. It has artists from all over the country, all over North America, I should say. All of the artists are dealing with socio-political issues that are very much in everyone's mind's eye. Issues related to disability, race, climate change, indigenous rights, gun violence, rural America and how that plays into things, as well as mass incarceration and food justice. And each artist is kind of coming at it from, you know, a somewhat personal approach. There's interactive work as well. There's parts that artists, that viewers can participate in, such as Julia Rose Sutherland's work, which is a big memorial to missing and murdered Indigenous women. You're asked to take some sage ash and actually rub your hand across the name of one of the women and say their name out loud as sort of a memorial and an honor and paying homage to them. There's also a piece called Accounting, which we're trying to get all of the languages spoken in the Omaha area accounted for, so you can call in and speak in your native language or any language that you're fluent in, count from 1 to 100, and then you'll be able to hear your voice actually in the piece in the gallery.
Wow, fascinating. And what about Charlie Friedman's presentation, Soundtracks for the Present Future?
Right. So Charlie's been working on this piece for quite some time. He actually has rigged up around 60 guitars, mandolins, and basses that are all hanging in the space sort of as a constellation that viewers can walk through. And they're all hooked up to basically become one instrument. So he's worked with composers both in Lincoln and in Omaha, as well as our current sound resident, to make compositions for the piece. And it basically plays by itself through, you know, technology, which, of course, I have no idea exactly how it works. But he worked with an engineer, a student actually at UNL. And it's really amazing. It is sort of this surround sound, visceral experience as you sort of walk through. And then we'll have a couple of live performances where Paul Barnes, who's a pianist that's based in Lincoln, will play compositions from a piano that then obviously sounds out through these notes of the guitar. So every guitar has a single note. It's quite spectacular.
Neat. Admission is free, although an RSVP is requested so that Bema Center can keep track of how many people are planning to be there. One can go to bemacenter.org/events in order to register your RSVP. It's also streaming live on twitch.tv/bemacenter, and you don't have to be a member of Twitch in order to enjoy this. And I just want to ask you quickly here, Rachel, as the pandemic hit and things started getting canceled, Bema Center was very quick to go to Twitch TV and use that platform really for better part of the last year plus. How has that worked for you, and do you see that continuing moving forward?
It's worked really well for us. It's a great platform for performances, especially, I think, because people can interact through a chat feature, and like you said, you don't have to be a member, and then the performance will stay up for 2 weeks on our Twitch channel, so in case you missed it, you can, you know, catch it later. We've had people join us from all over the world, anywhere from Scotland to California to Japan.
That's Rachel Adams. She's the Chief Curator and Director of Programs at the Bema Center for Contemporary Arts. Thank you so kindly for joining me today. If you're looking for information, you can go to bemacenter.org. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, Mike.